You're listening to G20 Report, the second podcast from the Alternative Media Center on June 22nd, 2010.
Our streets! Our streets!
I'm talking about the state as an institution that puts the needs of the rich above the needs of the poor. I'm talking about the state that will give bailouts to the rich while at the same time cut the special diets.
A police state, a police state. We're living right now in a police state. A police state, a police state. We'll let us rebel before it's too late.
Monday, June 21st marked the first day of the week of resistance to abolish the G8 and G20 in Toronto. Demonstrators converged downtown in the first of many mobilizations as G8 and G20 leaders meet in Huntsville and Toronto later this week. Actions have been called by multiple community organizations, ranging from peaceful rallies to confrontational direct action. Monday's themed Day of Resistance focused on migrant justice, an end to war and occupation, income equity, and community control over resources. The first street action of the week began at 2 p.m. in Allen Gardens and marched down Dundas Street and up Yonge Street to the Children's Aid Society of Toronto headquarters. The march, titled All Out in Defense of the Rights of All, was organized by autonomous anti-poverty groups, Kingston Coalition Against Poverty, Sense of Security from Guelph, and Stratford Action for Equality. The march briefly occupied an Esso gas station on Dundas Avenue. Rushing into the station, activists prevented business from operating for 10 minutes. Activist Claudia Calabro said, quote, "The Esso station and shop was occupied for a reason. Esso is one of the 70 corporations that were bailed out during this crisis that has impoverished communities and ensured the survival of the rich. The G20 has given over $1 billion in subsidies to oil and gas companies like Esso just this year. These companies are responsible for massive ecological destruction and must be held accountable." A person suspected of being an undercover police officer denounced the occupation, calling the march organizers agent provocateurs, and immediately made a statement to the press. Members of the Toronto Community Mobilization Network spoke to members of the march, warning of undercover police in their midst. Kelly Pflugback, a member of Sense of Security, called for direct action to address the root causes of poverty.
So when members of parliament claim in the media and to all of us that their treatment of the poor, of First Nations people, of women, of homeless people, of addicts, of every marginalized group, when they claim that the way they treat us is not exploitative, in a way they're right, because it's past the point of exploitation. The way that they are treating marginalized groups in Canada is completely genocidal at this point. The cuts happening to welfare right now, the cuts to the special diet, that's denying pregnant women the right to an actual nutritious diet. That is denying people with HIV the right to food that would actually make them not feel like shit for a little while.
Hello, amen.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And are we going to stand for that? Absolutely not.
No!
Stand straight. And I think a lot of people forget right now that a lot of the basic rights that we enjoy right now, a lot of the basic rights and freedoms that we take for granted and enjoy every day without even thinking about it, those rights were achieved through direct action. Those rights were not achieved through going to our member of parliament and asking, like, please, as our representative, can you change something for us?
A representative of the Hamilton Coalition Against the G20, a group organizing buses to transport activists to Toronto for the mobilizations, made a statement condemning the G20 for false promises and corporate collusion. Many activists were concerned with the level of police intimidation, surveillance, and criminalization of protest. Testament and Logic are musicians from London, Ontario. They participated in the rally.
What the G20 does every day to our communities and our world and our planet is violence. They are the violent people in this world, and they're trying to put it on us because we love our planet and we're willing to defend our planet. They're trying to say that we're violent. They're the ones who start the wars. They're the ones who are destroying our planet. They're the one who's right now destroying the Gulf of Mexico. And these police here, instead of going out and arresting the real criminals who are on Bay Street, they're here attacking and intimidating peaceful people who want a better world. And they're bringing in armed thugs from all across Canada. You know, they're bringing in police forces from Calgary. They're bringing in RCMP from all across Canada to lock down this city and force the people of Toronto to either leave or stay home and shut up. They don't want the people of Toronto to have a voice. They want us to be quiet. They want to lock down this city, and they're basically treating us like enemies. They're treating us like this is like some war, and they're fighting enemies. They're bringing their guns. They have sonic weapons. They're coming with all this shit. They're having snipers on buildings because we're enemies of the violent order of the G20.
I think it's quite ridiculous that you know, there's some people having, you know, like just having sitting down in a circle in the park. We're about to have a little rally, and we're swarmed with cops. You can't even sit down in a circle with your friends without cops flanking you on every side with their guns, with their hands right on their guns, you know, just being super intimidating. And it just shows what they've been doing this whole time in the lead up to the G20. They've been announcing all these new weapons that they have, that they've been announcing. They've been making it look like it's going to be a war. They're like, they're preparing for a war, and they're preparing the public for it to be a war when it doesn't have to be that way. They're doing that because they have to justify the $1 billion that they're spending on security for this summit. $1 billion worth of repression and violence against Torontonians who might want to stand up and say, hey, I don't like the meeting that's happening in my city. Okay, so they come and bring police officers from all across Canada, the military, RCMP from all across Canada to invade and occupy our city, and we're supposed to shut up or leave. They're telling us to just leave Toronto if we don't like it, so that these leaders from around the world can get together and plot how to pursue economic systems and programs that are going to affect people all over the world with great amounts of violence. I'm talking like mass systemic violence, and all the media is covering is, what if protesters get violent? Well, if you know what I'm saying, like, that's not even violent. What's violent is an occupation, a military occupation of our city, walls going up everywhere, cops criminalizing and harassing people in the streets, and these leaders are meeting to plan violence, real violence. People are going to die because of these economic policies. No one's going to die because of protesters, no matter how many windows get broken. Like, that doesn't matter compared to how many people are going to die because of these economic policies. And those aren't the stories that are being put in the news. The news is covering this war that they're trying to create, this thing so that average Torontonians feel silenced and feel afraid. They're pushing fear through the media. They're trying to make everyone afraid to come out and voice their concerns.
Julian Ickham, one of the rally organizers, was upset with a visit to the house of his girlfriend by Canada's spy agency, CSIS.
I say it, it's not up to us how far we go, it's up to them. They're the ones that are illegally searching our backpacks. They're the ones that are throwing us in the street. They're the ones that are criminalizing and harassing us. We are like merely doing... Yes, I'm talking not just about the police, I'm talking about the state as an apparatus. I'm talking about the state as an institution that puts the needs of the rich above the needs of the poor. I'm talking about the state that will give bailouts to the rich while at the same time cut the special diets. That's what I'm talking about. The police is merely like doing the will of the G20 people who are sitting behind fencing, who they spent $2 billion. That could cover, like, what's tuition these days? Like, just visiting me at my girlfriend's house, asking where I am and stuff. Like, I'm very good at making myself not seen. But I wish I was there. Like, I really, seriously wish I was there when CSIS knocked on the door and was like, oh, so we hear that you and Julian Ickham are close. Yeah, she's my fiance, obviously. Well, how much money were you paid to figure that out?
Independent journalist Dan Keller was stopped on his way to the demonstration and had equipment confiscated by a group of police officers.
We're just walking towards the demo here today in Allen Gardens, and as we were approaching, I noticed a crew, so 8 bike cops, flying at us very quickly, and they just quickly surrounded us, threw their bikes down, and grabbed a few of our people, ripped the flagpoles out of their hands, and immediately yelling match ensued, and they told us that it was they were potential weapons, so they were taking them away.
Keller also witnessed what he called unprovoked brutality by police at the end of the demonstration. As the crowd dispersed, one Indigenous sovereignty activist was tackled to the ground by police and arrested. He was released later that evening. Author Eve Engler was detained earlier in the march and released shortly thereafter to join the rally. Looking ahead in the week, organizers will be hosting themed actions on gender justice, queer rights, disability rights, environmental and climate justice, and Indigenous sovereignty. You have been listening to G20 Report, produced by Campus Community Radio and independent journalists at the Alternative Media Center, a temporary, autonomous space dedicated to covering the G8 G20 summits. For daily podcasts, visit news.ckdu.ca. For late-breaking, round-the-clock coverage, visit 2010.mediacoop.ca, including photos, videos, tweets, public reports, blogs, and audio. In Toronto, I'm David Parker.